The Chinese president has sent a congratulatory letter to the World Internet Conference that opened in Wuhan. Xi Jinping said digital technology is exerting far-reaching impact on the production and life of human beings. He also said China is ready to work with other countries to further tap the potential of digital economy and strengthen cooperation and security in the digital era. China's State Council Information Office has issued a white paper detailing the demographic development in Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. The white paper says the population in Xinjiang, especially that of ethnic minority groups, is expected to witness steady growth thanks to social stability in the region. The Chinese mainland recorded 29 new confirmed COVID-19 cases on Saturday, including 9 local transmissions. In addition, 14 new asymptomatic cases were recorded, while 350 asymptomatic patients remain under medical observation. China has released a list of top 500 Chinese enterprises for 2021. The combined operating revenues of the top 500 companies reached over 89 trillion yuan in 2020, up 4.4% compared to that in the previous year. The firms raked in nearly 4.1 trillion yuan in total profits, up 4.6% compared to that of the companies on the 2020 list. State Grid Corporation of China topped the list, followed by the China National Petroleum Corporation and the China Petroleum and Chemical Corporation. An official report shows that China has remained Africa's largest trading partner for 12 consecutive years by the end of 2020, despite the headwinds of the COVID-19 pandemic. The China-Africa Economic and Trade Relationship Annual Report came ahead of a major bilateral economic and trade expo scheduled in Changsha. The Chinese Commerce Ministry said trade volume between the two sides exceeded $139 billion in the first 7 months of this year. The Russian foreign minister has said it's impossible to achieve the political process in Afghanistan without the Taliban's cooperation. Sergei Lavrov made the remarks on Saturday at the UN headquarters in New York. Speaking about Russia's contacts with the Taliban, the foreign minister said that Russia is first and foremost geared towards ensuring that the security and safety of Russian citizens be upheld. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett has said that he will hold his first meetings with senior Gulf ministers in New York. Bennett is set to travel to the United States to address the UN General Assembly. On Sunday, he is expected to meet a Bahraini foreign minister and the United Arab Emirates Minister of State. He will also meet UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. The meetings come amid Israeli efforts to strengthen ties with Arab countries